Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages. It is the daily podcast where we read a page of The Narrow Road Between Desires and then we talk about it. Only 18 pages remain. This is page 190. Only seven? Bast asked. Carter took a drink and seemed to give the question more thought than it deserved. Yeah, but all different demons, mind you. Like one that had a real love for Knuckles, and another one who came at him with a switch, and... He trailed off, frowning, as he realized he couldn't seem to think of more than two types of demon.
And one who'd go after him with a bottle, Shep said helpfully. He'd traveled a bit in his youth as a caravan guard, and had seen some fairly rough business.
And one who puts the boot in once they get him down, the smith's prentice chimed in cheerfully, raising his mostly empty mug.
Can't imagine there's a demon who would only want a switch, Graham mused to Jake. Seems like a short beer there.
I'd take a fair shot in the gut before a proper switching, Jake replied philosophically. My old Gran couldn't hardly lift a cat, but she'd clip me so as I'd see stars.
Right in the nadgers,
the smith's prentice added, making an enthusiastic motion with one foot. Old Cobb cleared his throat and conversation stilled.
Let's assume it was an appropriately varied group of...
Ends of the page. I'm John from Vintus.
I'm Forever Then.
And I'm Always Amrita.
There was a lot of different people on that page. I was not expecting that many when I began to do an accent on one of them.
Like, and
here's
track.
A different one. Oh, here's another, another more different one. Okay, there's a pair of voices. Okay, so yeah, that was fun.
You rallied. It was fantastic. You had so many different voices. I loved it.
I would say it was like a kick in the nadgers.
Yeah, sort of. I feel like there's not a ton here, right? This is just a bunch of guys in the bar, just kind of shooting the breeze and you know, kind of making stuff up and
I agree. They're all speculating on the nature of demons or what, you know, what they would imagine demons would be like.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's not even that complex. Like, they're just thinking of different things that somebody would sort of sadistically do. And it's, I don't know.
Oh, how to hit them?
Yeah, like, and in that regard, like, this page is a little bit of a puzzle to me. Because, like, I can't really see what work it's doing, you know, other than, like, just sort of setting atmosphere. And, like, this is the way that these guys just kind of, like, you know, chatter at each other while they're drinking. Like, okay, but...
That's, you answered your own question. I mean, that's really what it is. And remember, like, any one single page in isolation is always going to often seem small and not really, you know...
Yeah, sure, sometimes. But
like, sometimes they have tons of import. But, like, on occasion, you're just going to have, like you said, it's just going to just describe to us what these individuals are like.
Yeah, it's just building atmosphere.
So I'm thinking that it could be some like retrospective foreshadowing for the demon, the thing that's coming up in Name of the Wind very soon, like chronologically, right? We think that this happens right before the first book. There are those like spiral thingies at the beginning of the first book.
Yeah, so this is Midsummer and the frame narrative in King Killer is like in the fall, like the early fall.
Amrita, I think you just kicked it right in the nadgers. This is exactly what it is. It's preamble to when they actually do encounter the Skin Dancer.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting, like, to make this same bunch like think about demons.
And... Oh, but it is okay. So here's the significant part. They're trying to think about seven different demons.
Ooh, okay. Now we have some fodder for
the... Now we can.
seven different demons. And listeners, write in and tell us which of the demons that they describe fits which Chandrian.
And how many do they actually get around to describing? So Carter gets two, Shep gets one, the Smith's Prentice gets one. Then Jake talks about getting a shot in the gut.
Well, that's not really another like type of demon.
They're not really talking about types of demon. They're talking about like different sorts of physical abuse that one could inflict upon another.
Have we ever mentioned that there's seven Chandrians and seven hosts of this podcast?
We did in poetry.
Did we?
In verse, yeah.
We haven't actually.
Didn't we publish that? Or we didn't do it yet?
No, we didn't. No.
Oh, no.
We wrote it. We haven't done it yet. Oh, we're going.
Okay. This is a teaser for content that's brewing.
That's right.
It'll hit your ears soon enough.
At the appropriate time, in the fullness of time.
When is an appropriate time for that? Let's do it. Well, I mean, let's release it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at another. And that's not germane to the page.
Well, it's not like the page has much to say, but okay.
It's true. The page doesn't have a lot to say, but
one clarification: a switch is like being like belted or like
no. Or a switch is a yeah. thin branch, right. tree branch.
Okay, so someone's like whacking you with.
So being whipped.
It's okay. like it's yikes. Yeah. It's like a thin, supple tree branch.
Like that what will quote.
Like Machette does to our cloth.
Yeah, it's like it's supposed to be enough to like to sting you and convince you of the error of your ways, but not enough to actually harm you. Like, and this is where the expression the rule of thumb comes from. That when corporal punishment was being applied with a switch, it shouldn't be thicker than one's thumb.
Wow. Okay, so then you would have to find like a really large person with nice chubby thumb.
With a really meaty thumb.
Here comes Bruce. Let's measure his thumb.
go to the blacksmith shop. He's probably got a nice. Nice big ham hock of a hand.
Now that's a cool piece of etymology.
Yeah, there you go.
And then when they whip Quoth like at the university, that's not a switch, right?
That's a straight up whip. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I just want to know, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. Like so, I guess a whip will break your skin. A switch can definitely break your skin too.
It could, but that's not the function. That's not the main function of a switch. Like you're not supposed to actually be again like harmed by a switch. Like that's for you know, chastising a naughty person.
A naughty person. All right.
So do you agree with Jake that he would take a fair shot in the gut, like a kick in the gut, before a proper
like
switch?
I think that's more of a punch.
Punch,
yeah,
like an uppercut right to the gut.
But so the other thing about a switching is like that there's like a humiliation that comes with that too, right? Like you don't go into battle with a switch. Like a switching is kind of something that you have to, yeah, it's something that you have to sort of voluntarily accept, because you don't like you can't be properly switched if you're really like resisting in any meaningful way.
Yeah, that's an interesting.
Now you're making me imagine two people like competing with like long switches, like attacking each other's thighs.
Have you seen the videos on like Instagram of like the people wearing like blindfolds and like and they're doing something and whichever one of them loses, like they each have like big rubber bands around their chest, and whoever loses the little thing that they're doing gets like the rubber band snapped on their chest.
No,
it's hilarious.
Third part of Instagram, John. What are you watching?
My Instagram feed is great. It's mostly cute babies and then like this sort of like pranks
and corporal punishment
and things. So it's hilarious. I love
my inside look into the world of John. There you go, listeners. And we'll look inside you.
Oh.
Tomorrow's narrow.
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 Hey.
Page.